Us from Carlos Martinez in Puerto Rico. So let me just ask Mr. Carlos Martinez to come in and join us here with the sermon here today. Mr. Martinez.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Russell. Good afternoon, brethren. I hope everyone is having a restful and blessed Sabbath so far. It is truly a blessing to be with all of you who are on the phone hookup and on the internet from here in Puerto Rico. Weather-wise, Puerto Rico has actually been, we've actually had cooler weather than normal, which is good because what typically happens is that the cold fronts that coming from the U.S. Just turn to Puerto Rico in the former showers, and that's brought a lot of wind and a lot of rain, which is very much needed after all of the warm weather. So we are obviously no snow here in Puerto Rico, but we do appreciate the rain and the cooler weather in the mid-70s and low 80s. I want to talk to you today about a topic that is on everyone's mind, especially during this time of the year. As you may know, this upcoming Thursday, November 28th, families in the United States and Puerto Rico will be taking part in the Day of Thanksgiving. This day is of particular importance because families get together, sit down, eat, and count the blessings that have happened throughout the calendar year. Also, it is an excuse for many people, I included, to take part in eating a little bit of everything, food-wise, that is put on the table, even if it is little bits and pieces at a time, all on the same plate. And of course, we cannot forget the many desserts that are part of the eating process and that are brought on the table. Now, let's take a closer look at the word Thanksgiving. According to Webster's Dictionary, the word Thanksgiving has three definitions. One, a public acknowledgement or celebration of divine goodness. Two, the act of giving thanks. Three, a prayer of expressing gratitude. Now, let's look at the history of Thanksgiving in the United States for a minute. According to history.com, Thanksgiving was first celebrated in 1621 when the Plymouth colonists and Wampanoag Indians shared an autumn feast that is acknowledged today as one of the first Thanksgiving celebrations in the colonies. For more than two centuries, days of Thanksgiving were celebrated by individual colonies and states. It wasn't until 1863, in the midst of the Civil War, that President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national Thanksgiving Day to be held each November. Now, with some history of Thanksgiving laid out, I want you to think on the last word that I mentioned earlier, during the definition of Thanksgiving, and that is gratitude. The word gratitude, or thankfulness, is a close resemblance to another word, which is thankful. And it is this specific word that we will focus on today's sermon. In fact, the title for today's sermon is Thankful to God. Thankful to God. I believe it is important to understand the word thankful through a biblical perspective because it allows us to acknowledge many things and instances in the Bible about how to be thankful as Christians. First, the word thankful is Strong's Concordance 21:68. And is derived from the Greek word eucharistio, E-U-C-H-A-R-I-S-T-E-O, meaning to be thankful for acknowledging that God's grace works well for our eternal gain and His glory. Also means to give thanks. Literally, thankful for God's good grace. Now, why is it important for us to be thankful for God's grace? Well, for starters, it allows us to examine different areas in our lives that relate to how God wants us to be in accordance with His Word and instruction book, the Bible. Also, a biblical reference allows us to understand, comprehend, and put into practice the different areas associated with being thankful. Because, brethren, we must truly be thankful for God's grace. Not just during this time of the year, but every single day. God has instilled in us, through His Holy Spirit, the wisdom and knowledge of how His grace is manifested in our daily lives. There are even the slightest and smallest details possible that sometimes we, in our own human nature, may take for granted. But we must understand that God intended for even the smallest of details to be exemplified in our daily routine. The essence of being thankful to God is established as putting into practice our Christian essence, because it allows us to know exactly why God's grace is manifested in our daily lives. Also, there needs to be an exceptional practice of giving thanks for the many things He has provided for us in the past, is currently providing in our lives, and we also must be thankful for all of the blessings that He has, that He already has planned out for us in the future. God is always watching out for us. He is always making sure that we as Christians are following His word, His instructions, and the like-minded way of life. Therefore, we must also be in an attitude of appreciativeness, of thanksgiving, and of gratefulness for all of the abundance of God's grace. Now, as we move along through the body of the sermon for today, I want to look at three unique and distinct areas in which we should be grateful for God every single day. I believe these areas will prove to be of utmost importance because it allows us to examine just how we are doing as Christians in our daily lives and how we need to have an established mindset with relationship with God and His Son, Jesus the Christ. First, we will look at being thankful to God for having life and bringing us to the earth for His will to be done. Secondly, we will examine being thankful to God each and every day for the blessings He provides us, and how God establishes everything in His time. Third and lastly, we will look at how to be thankful to God for His love and mercy shown towards us every single day, no matter what we might be going through in our lives, and how God will always show His love and mercy towards us, even in the most difficult and trying time. These three areas are the key fundamental stages of what we will examine today. And as we go along with the sermon, we will be able to look at God's grace put into action through His word in Scripture. Brethren, let's begin today by turning to the book of James. In this book, we will examine the epistle from James from the point of view of the first area that we will look at for this sermon, and that is to be grateful to God for instilling life in us to fulfill his purpose. Let's look at James chapter 4, verses 12 through 15. James chapter 4, verses 12 through 15. And we will be reading out of the King James Version. It says, "There is one lawgiver, who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, you that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there for a year, and buy and sell and get gain. For as you know, not what shall be on the morrow. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanishes away. For what you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." The one important aspect of understanding gratefulness to God about giving us life is that God gives us life because it is what he intended for each and every one of us, brethren. We are on this earth for a specific reason, at a specific time, in accordance with his will, and it is important to understand this because God gave us the breath of life at the exact moment and time in history that it needed to occur. Therefore, we must understand that we do not know what tomorrow holds for any of us, but that we must be thankful to God each and every day we are able to wake up, because his will intends to do so in order to fulfill his purpose in us every single day. And this is something that can sometimes be taken for granted, brethren. And we must not allow ourselves to slip on this issue. Let's turn over now to the book of John, chapter 14, verses 14 through 21. Here, we will read about Jesus Christ giving his disciples specific instructions as to the way of life of us as Christians. Reading now, John, chapter 14, beginning in verse 14. "If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him." Brethren, we must be incredibly thankful and eternally grateful for God's love towards us. sacrifice and teaching of his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ. Because Jesus represents eternal salvation for mankind, for all sins, it is important to show ourselves thankful for God, because he sees through all of our imperfections. And in knowing all of that ahead of time, whether it be the failures of man through words, actions, attitudes, and beliefs, he still gave us Jesus Christ to be able to have salvation. Also, we as called out Christians, distant from all of the world beliefs, ways of life, and actions in terms of what the world represents and we represent, have the reassurance from Jesus Christ that we will have his comfort in us every day. And that is something we need to be thankful, brethren. Let's turn over to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 2, and we'll look at a couple of verses there. Galatians chapter 2, and reading now verses 16 to 20. It says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified, but if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are also found sinners. Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroy, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I know lives in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Brethren, Jesus Christ is the perfect example of how we need to live each and every day God gives us. We need to be mindful of how our works are justified and make sure they are done through faith and not through man's law. Jesus Christ established the best possible scenario because it allowed him to teach us the way of life through our knowledge and understanding of knowing that we have life through him that gives it. Now, brethren, let's look at the second area to be thankful to God, and that is that we need to be thankful for God's blessings. God, after he created each and every one of us, gave us a life to live and blessings to be a part of our lives. The biggest blessing of all is to be called out from this world and into his truth. God intended for a set apart people, speaking from ourselves as spiritual Israel, to have blessings in our daily life. And we need to be thankful for everything that God provides for us every single day. forget about his people and called out once. Let's turn over to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 14 and verse 6. Here we read about Paul talking to the Romans about how to conduct ourselves in our daily lives. Reading now Romans chapter 14 and verse 6. It says, "He that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and giveth God thanks." Now here we read about Paul explaining the importance of giving thanks, regardless to the situation. And this is predominantly important when it comes to our daily lives. God knows our needs, brethren. He knows them because he understands and knows our heart. However, even if something that we ask for or need does not come right away, we need to give thanks because everything in our life God has planned out. And he knows exactly the time and date of everything around us. Maybe something we need is not time for it to happen or for us to be known. But we must be thankful for the perfect timing of God in our lives. Let's look over another scripture in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 11, verses 25-30. Here we read about Jesus giving teachings and instructions when John was in prison and sent two disciples to witness Christ's teaching. Reading now Matthew chapter 11, verses 25-30. "At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Brethren, how amazing and awesome that is to read what we just read in God's Word. The blessing it is to know that Jesus Christ is there as our Comforter, as our Savior, and as a rest from everything that happens around us. It is comforting to know that Jesus Christ is there to help us in time of need, and that when we most need the help, he will be there because God sent him to be there with us and to guard our heart when we most need the help due to instances in our lives when we are troubled. Let's look at another scripture here in the Old Testament, in the book of Job. Chapter 29, verses 10 through 13. Here we read about Job giving his parable after God taking care of him. Here in Job chapter 29, verses 10 through 13. It says, the nobles held their peace, and their tongue cleaves to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me, because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. This example from Job makes us realize the blessing that God provides for his people when it most needs it. Brethren, there are days when it is incredibly difficult to be of good cheer, due to all of the instances, trials, and tribulations that we endure. But God will not leave us ever from his side, and it is reassuring that when we most feel alone, grieving, or sad, we need to be thankful, because God will never forsake us or leave us from our side. Now there will be trying times. There is no denying that, brethren. We as Christians will face many, many trials, afflictions, and tests. However, we should be thankful for God's blessing by having our hearts comforted when we most need it. Now, brethren, let's look at the third and final area that we need to be thankful for to God. And that is that we need to be thankful to God for his love and his mercy towards us. God is a righteous God, and he undoubtedly looks after us. And throughout each day of our lives, demonstrates his love and his mercy towards us, whether we directly or indirectly see it. We know and have to acknowledge that he is there watching us and taking care of us at all times. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 through 58. Here we read about Paul's teaching regarding the importance of putting on the new man because of our spiritual self needing to be above our physical self. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 through 58, it says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Brethren, God understands our way of life, and His love and mercy are evidenced by the victory, as we just read, that we have through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ is the most important part of God's mercy and love towards us, because His Son is the important factor regarding the demonstration of God's love and mercy. Let's turn over now to the book of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 11 through 16. Here we read about Paul's letter to Timothy, detailing the importance of Jesus Christ and His love and mercy to us. Reading now, 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 11 through 16. It says, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, and I thank Jesus Christ, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Albeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long-suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on Him to life everlasting. Brethren, these are truly remarkable and incredible words we just read out of God's Word. The most prevalent aspect of being thankful to God is because His love and His mercy towards us is evident every single day by having His Son, Jesus Christ, at the helm of our sins being forgiven because of His sacrifice. Brethren, we all fall short of the glory of God because we are all sinners by our human nature. However, God is there for us, as well as His Son, Jesus the Christ, to make sure that we are saved by His grace. There's a popular verse that I'm sure we all know by heart. John chapter 3, verse 16. You don't need to concern there. If you was want to put it in your note, that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Brethren, we need to be thankful every single day for what God has done in our lives. We need to be thankful to God for giving us life and the purpose of our lives through him. We also need to be thankful for the many blessings he provides us with and for the protection instilled in us each and every day. Finally, let's be thankful to God for the love and mercy he shows to us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ at the cross, so we may have eternal life through him. Let's close today's sermon in the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 95, verses 1 through 7. This is one of the more popular songs of our psalm book, and one that I'm sure you are all familiar with. Psalms 95, beginning in verse 1 through verse 7. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice. That does conclude my message for today. I will turn services over to Mr. Fleming for the closing song and introduction